Let's take a quick. Well, let's transition right into the women's the men's basketball game. Close the book on the women's contest. Had the opportunity to visit with Coach Ross Dalma earlier today, and here is what the coach had to say.
College Defenders take on the Mount Marty Lancers, Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball this evening. Dort College coming off a win over the Doan Tigers, and coach, for the second game in a row in terms of Great Plains Athletic Conference play, you played a team that really didn't have much in terms of a post presence, and your team after played pretty well for about 30 out of the 40 minutes with the Doan Tigers and came away with a double-digit win.
Yeah, Mike, I think with the exception of missing some free throws and really the first 3 minutes to start the second half, I thought we played a nice game, did a nice job with the boards. We did a good job with the balanced scoring. I thought we had some good play off the bench, so there were a lot of positives, just a few areas that we need to continue to try to get better at.
Lancers, the Mount Marty Lancers, the opponent this evening, they're a team that has gone through a coaching transition last year, had some players that gave you troubles, but it looks like a whole new roster this year for Mount Marty. What do you know about the Yankton-based school?
Well, Mike, they are different. They've lost some kids from a year ago. What sticks in our mind more than anything is us going over to Mount Marty last year and really not playing well in the middle part of January, and it really gave us a real shot where we didn't have a chance to win the conference title, and that was disappointing. And so for those of us who were here a year ago, we remember that very clearly, and we need to make sure that we take care of ourselves as best we can and are ready to play. It's a game on the road right before Thanksgiving, and so there's some concerns on the part of the coaching staff in terms of us making sure that we're ready to go. As far as they're concerned, they're very perimeter-oriented. They do some things to their post guys to try to free up their perimeter guys for shots, but the strength of their team is definitely on the perimeter.
That's Coach Ross Dalma talking about his Dort College teams against the Mount Marty Lancers, a perimeter-oriented Lancer team, a Lancer team that is off to an 0-5 overall start, 0-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Let's take a closer look then at the Lancers. They're getting outscored 74-62.6 this season, making 40.5% of their field goals, 26% success on three-pointers. Teams are out-rebounding the Lancers 38.8-32. And are enjoying a 43.8% success rate from the field. Lancers have committed 91 turnovers this season. Opponents have given it up 69 times. Tyler Payer leads the team with a 16 points per game average. Bud Smith is good for 14.2 points per game. Alex Irvine adds 10.8 points per outing. All three average between 5 and 5.8 rebounds per game. Payer is tops on the team with 16 assists. Lorenzo Davis has 15. I'll be honest, this Mount Marty Lancer team, not many holdovers from last year's squad that gave Dort College a pretty stiff challenge down in Sioux Center in the first meeting and upset the Defenders by 17 last year here at the Laddie Semple Arena. For Dort College, they're outscoring teams 91.8-79.8. They're out-rebounding teams 42 to 29.1. The Defenders are making 51% of their field goals, allowing opponents, though, 46.9% success. Coach Ross Dalma would like to see that percent go down as the season progresses. Kyle Lindberg leads the team with a 20.3 scoring average and 10.6 rebounds per game to go with a block and a steal per game and a little over two assists. Austin Conchi is good for 14.5 points and 4.1 rebounds. Dalton Frankens averages at 14.1. Tyler Walterstorff is at 12.1. Nathan Rindles is averaging 9.6 points per game with 5 rebounds. He averages a little over 4 assists per game. David Hooden-Herter is good for 5.3 points and 4.4 rebounds per game off of the bench. Here are the starters, first of all, for the Lancers. They'll start number 4, Lorenzo Davis, a 5'11 junior from St. Paul, Minnesota, averaging 7 points per game. Bud Smith is a 6'1 junior from St. Louis, Missouri, averaging 14.2 points per contest. Tyler Payer is a 6'5 junior from Armour, South Dakota, averaging 16 points per game. Alex Irvine is a 6'4 sophomore from Brookings, South Dakota, averaging 10.8 points per outing. Mitchell Newhouse is a 6'6 freshman from Rapid City, South Dakota, averaging 3.6 points per game. Mount Marty is coached by Andrew Baker in his first year at the helm in Yankton. For the Dort College Defenders, it'll be number 15, Nathan Rindles, a 6'1 sophomore from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 9.6 points per game. Number 21 is Austin Kachi, a 6'4 senior from Orange City, Iowa, 14.5 points per game average. Kyle Lindberg is a 6'7 senior from Margate, Florida, averaging 20.3 points per game. Dalton Franken is a 6'5 freshman from Atlantic, Iowa, averaging 14.1 points per outing. And Tyler Walterstorff wraps up the starting lineup for the Defenders. Under Coach Ross Dalma, Walterstorff is a 6'5 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 12.1 points per game. Last time the Lancer men were in action, they lost to Midland on Saturday, 81-62, trailed 39-26 at halftime. Payer had 23 points, Irvine had 13. The Defender men pulled away from Doan in the final 15 minutes of their game on Saturday to win 85-71. The Defenders were led by Dalton Frankens, 18 points and 7 rebounds. Austin Kachi had 17 points and 7 rebounds. Tyler Walterstorff had 12 points, while Kyle Lindberg and Nate Rindles each had 11 in the win over Doan. North College made 52.5% of the field goals while holding Doan to 42.3% success. North College had a 45-27 rebounding advantage in that contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull, member FDIC in the community, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders and Mount Marty Lancers set to do battle. Kyle Lindberg to jump it up against Tyler Payer. Dort College in their road blacks, Lancers in their home golds. Dort College white numbers, Lancers with blue. Dort College tap controlled, Rindles for the basketball. Nate brings it into the front court. He passes left side Tyler. Tyler Walterstorff gives it up to Franken. Franken, Rindles. Rindles underneath it goes Lindberg. Lindberg backing his way in, puts it up strong off of the glass. Good. Kyle Lindberg with a two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders take a 2-0 lead. 2-0 our score. Lancer basketball. Right side with it is Davis. Davis gives it up over to Payer. Payer with the basketball. Where's number 14? He comes back out front. Returns the pass to Bud Smith. Smith over to Davis. Davis with the basketball. Davis into the corner. Three-pointer launch. No good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College with the basketball. And Mount Marty will retreat and play half-court defense. Not a very deep team, this Mount Marty team. They're not playing a lot of guys off of the bench. Rindles underneath it goes to Lindberg, and Lindberg is fouled on the play by Payer. Payer whistled for the personal, and Tyler Payer picks up his first personal on the help defense. And Kyle Lindberg will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot a pair of free throws. So Lindberg got positioned down low, took it up strong, got fouled in the act of shooting, and he'll go to the free throw line now trying to put Dort College up 4-0 with a pair of free throws. First free throw by Kyle, up and through. Always good to see him make that first one. He's got another one coming. So Lindberg with another free throw on the way. 3-0 Dort College in front. Free throw by Lindberg is up and down. He's got 4 points, and the Dort College defenders lead 4-0. 19 minutes left to go, first half. Davis with the basketball. Hesitation move. Dort College in man-for-man defense. Pass out front. Patrick Saganovic. And that's a change in the starting lineup for Mount Marty. Saganovic in the ballgame. He is number 30. Saganovic listed as a 6'6 freshman from Semaphore, Australia. Three-pointer on the way. Austin Kachi buries it. Knock it down, Austin Kachi. Good to see him knock down that first one. He struggled in the last outing here in Yankton. Tough shooting night. Three of them, or a bunch of them, that seemed like they were halfway down, popped back out. Dort College out to a 7-0 lead. Lancer basketball with it in the corner is Payer. Payer with the ball. Payer comes back out front. Davis. Davis drives right side, kicks it up. Baseline jumper, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindberg. Here comes Dort College up 7-0. Lindberg with a head full of steam, kicks it out. Kachi. Kachi, Franken. Franken jumper, three. Good. Dalton Franken with a three. Dort College out in front, 10-0. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Lancers want to talk it over. Back with more in a minute. Mount Marty basketball after Dort College scorches out to a 10-0 lead. 3-for-3 from the floor are the defenders. Lancer basketball, Davis. Davis gets it in the corner. Lorenzo Davis puts it on the floor. Crosses over, nothing there. Comes back over to Alex Irvine. Irvine gives it up Bud Smith. Smith will fire the three. Missed it, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. So the Dort College defenders enjoying a 10-0 lead. So far, Mount Marty unable to take the lid off of the basket. Earlier tonight, the Dort College defenders earned a victory over the Lancer women. 68-59, the final, in case you missed that. Kachi looking down low, instead comes over to Rindles. Rindles to Franken. Franken gives it up Lindbergh. Lindbergh facing up in the short corner. 19 to shoot. Comes back to Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by the Lancers. Coming up with the basketball is Saganovich. Saganovich up the floor. Gets it away to Davis. Davis left side to Smith. Smith with the basketball. Payer. Payer head fake. Dumps it off and it's down on the baseline. Taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh picks up the loose basketball after the deflection. Mount Marty unable to handle it. They come over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi back over to Rindles. Rindles penetrating on the right side. Picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Franken. Franken in traffic. His shot is good. Drew some contact. Now there's a player down for Mount Marty. Alex Irvine trying to hold his ground, and he's going to have to take a moment to gather himself and catch his wind. New player checking in. This will be Mitchell Newhouse. Newhouse will go in for Irvine. Saganovich started in place of Newhouse. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College in front, 12-0. 5 for Franken so far. Lancer ball. Pass it off to Smith. Smith with the basketball. Dort College sagging off him. They pass it underneath. Newhouse. Newhouse double teamed. Now fires it back outside to Lorenzo Davis. Davis shot is good. Count the hoop, and he is fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. We get the signal from longtime official Randy Hagedorn. Saw Randy several times during the football season. Now seeing him on the basketball floor. Shot was good by Davis. Davis averaging 7 points per game. Trying to make it a three-point play and missed it. Dort College leads 12-2. Up the floor, Franken. Franken with the basketball back over to Kachi. Kachi, Rindles. Rindles, Walterstorff, Ty with it on the right wing. Puts it on the floor. Spin move down to the block. Double team. Franken into the lane. He dumps it off for Lindbergh. Lindbergh shot. Hanks on the rim. Drops through. Kyle Lindbergh, a 6-point start to the evening. Dort College leads 14-2. Into the front court is Lorenzo Davis. Davis with the basketball, 16 minutes remaining first half. They go high post to Newhouse. Newhouse on the left elbow over the lane. Newhouse picks up his dribble, gets it back over to Bud Smith. Bud Smith with it on the right wing. Smith, cross-court pass, goes over to Davis. Davis left the 3-pointer short. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Here comes Dort College. This Mount Marty team, through five games, has not shot the ball well, and we've got a blocking foul called on the Lancers. And that's going to be number two on Tyler Payer. He's the leading scorer for Mount Marty. He picks up his second personal with 15:38 remaining in the first half. David Denherter will check into the ballgame. Tyler Walterstorff will check out. Nate Rindles will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Dort College leading 14-2. Rindles gets it in, Lindbergh. Lindbergh up strong with the right hand, good. Rindles gets it to Lindbergh, the assist to Rindles. Dort College leads 16-2, 8 points for Lindbergh. Out front with the basketball is Davis. He passes right side Smith. Smith down to the baseline, cut off, fires it back to a new player. And we've got a hand check called on the defenders. Dort College up by 14. That's Nerman Sherlicic. Nerman, that's a player that we didn't anticipate seeing this evening. Otherwise, I would have checked more closely on that pronunciation. Left side pass goes over to Davis. Davis gives it up to the freshman from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. He goes over to Saganovich. Saganovich, Newhouse, pass deflected, nearly taken away by Lindbergh, taken back by the Lancers, and a blocking foul called on David Denherter. Denherter trying to shuffle along with the freshman, Nerman Kralich, we'll say. Here's what I'm working with, K-R-D-Z-A-L-I-C. He's appeared in three games so far this season, but did not play in the loss to Mount Marty. And if I'm pronouncing that one incorrectly, my apologies. He makes the first free throw. How about we call him Nerman for tonight? Another free throw on the way for Nerman. This one's up. And in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Alex Terpstra's on the floor for the defenders. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh to Rindles. Rindles to Terpstra. Terpstra on the horn. They come Lindbergh. Lindbergh right side, Kachi. Gets a ball screen. Kachi into the corner. Rindles. 20 to shoot for the defenders. Back over to Kachi. Kachi three. Left it short. No good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Den Herter. Italy, Mount Marty basketball. Dort College leading 16-3. 16-3, our score. And the Lancers will bring it up. Lorenzo Davis. Davis in between the circles. Davis on the left wing. Comes back over to Bud Smith. Bud Smith in the lane. Can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Terp. Terpstra with the basketball. Ahead to Rindles. Rindles into the front court. Doesn't have the numbers. Lindbergh camps out on the three-point line. Drives into the lane. Dumps it off for David. Den Herter. Den Herter with a bucket. The assist to Kyle Lindbergh. North College leads 18-3. 18-3, our score, Lancer basketball. Bringing it up is Davis. Davis in between the circles. Lorenzo Davis with the ball. Davis comes left side to Nerman. Nerman down to the baseline. He short arms the layup. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Here comes North College. Austin with the basketball, working on Newhouse. Comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra left wing, looking for Lindbergh. Instead, they swing at Kachi, top of the key. Now Rindles. Rindles in traffic. Puts it up. No good, but we've got a foul called away from the ball on David Den Herter. David Den Herter whistled for the personal. I believe that's number two on him. Nope, number one. Well, yes, number two. I'd missed the first one on him. I didn't mark it down at least. So he's got two. He's going to have to check out of the ballgame. Sumner is in. Den Herter is out. Waltersdorf also in. Franken is in for Lindbergh. 13:39 remaining. Dort College leading 18-3. Now Marty having trouble getting the ball in the basket right now. Came in averaging 62 points per ball game. Lancer basketball, Davis. Davis goes right side, Irvine. Irvine, Newhouse. Newhouse back to Davis. Davis with it on the left wing. Patrick Nabilai in the ballgame. With it on the left side is Davis. Davis gives it up, Nerman. Nerman right side, Smith. Smith puts it on the floor. Dort College trying to hold their ground, and they're going to call a blocking foul on Terpstra. Well, you can't get much younger than this on the floor for the defenders. You got four freshmen and a junior. You got Waltersdorf, Terpstra, Nabla, Franken, and Sumner on the floor. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Bud Smith. The old-fashioned three-point play for Smith. And the defender lead is 18-6. 13-14 remaining in this first half. Bringing the basketball up will be Nabla. Nabla, the freshman from Sauk Center, Minnesota. He passes right side to Waltersdorf, puts it on the floor, puts it up in traffic. Shot no good, but a foul on the play. It is so tough to draw charges this year. I'm wondering when players will stop trying, in all honesty. Irvine picks up the personal with 13:03 remaining in the first half. Going to the free throw line to shoot will be Tyler Waltersdorf. He'll shoot a pair. Free throw by Ty is up, left it short, rolls in. Another free throw for Waltersdorf. So Waltersdorf eyes it, flies it, and kicks it off the front of the rim. No good. 19-6, Dort College leading. Coming back the other way with it is Bud Smith. Smith on the right wing. Smith goes to Newhouse. On the left side with it, he comes back over to Nerman. Nerman gives it up. Smith. Smith with the basketball. Nerman Kralich with the ball. They give it up. Zach Tellis. Tellis down to the baseline, and Tellis double dribbles with it. Jason Harstick makes that call down on the base. Officials today, Randy Hagedorn, Jason Harstick, and Dave Aggie. And here come the Dort College defenders for the basketball. With it out front is Frank, and they run a clear out. He gets around the player, lays it up with the right hand. Good. Dalton Franken with 7 first-half points. Stuart College leads 21-6. Mount Marty's going to have to go to his own at some point. Shot, spinning move by Bud Smith is good. He's got 5, 21-8. Dort College by Baker's dozen. Nabilah comes over to Walthersdorf. Ty with a basketball. Tyler resetting things. Kicks it into the corner. Terpstra. Terpstra puts it on the floor after the ball fake, and he's going to be called for traveling. No. A pushing foul called on the Lancers. Team foul number 5 on Mount Marty in this half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Saganovich is back in, checking out Mitchell Newhouse. Inbounding is Nabilah. Nabilah gets it into the corner. Tyler. Tyler Walthersdorf with it, facing up against Bud Smith. Tyler Walthersdorf back over to Nabilah. Nabilah, three-pointer straight on. No good. Rebound taken down, though, by Franken. Franken might have traveled with it. Shot no good, but he's pushed from behind. And he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Dalton Franken to the free throw line to shoot a pair. And Randy Hagedorn simply said no one had control of it. Can't call it travel then. And the free throw's on the way for Franken. First one is up and off the front of the iron. No good. He's got another one coming. 21-8 our score. 11:55 left to play. Second free throw coming here for Franken. This one's up and good. So Franken makes one of two. He's got 8 first-half points. And the defenders lead 22-8. 11:50 left to play, first half. Kralich for the basketball. Nerman Kralich with it on the right side. Stops. Kicks it back over to Bud Smith. Smith with 5 points to lead Mount Marty so far, and a hand check called on the Dort College defenders and Dalton Franken. Lindbergh and Kachi are going to check back in for the defenders. Checking out will be Franken. And Dalton Franken picks up his first personal. I beg your pardon, that's number 2 on Dalton. Missed one of those. Marty inbound the basketball. This is Alex Irvine. Irvine goes into the corner over to Kralich. Kralich driving layup. No good. Second one he's missed like that. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College with the basketball. Lindbergh gets it away. Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, nothing there. Comes back over to Sumner. Sumner on the wing looking for the entry pass. Instead comes over to Rindles. Rindles into the corner. Kachi. Kachi wants to reverse it. He does. Over to Tyler. Tyler Walthersdorf with it. 18 to shoot. Back over to Kachi. Kachi, three ball. Bang it down. Three-point basket by Kachi. He's got 6. Dort College leads 25-8. 11:05 left to play, first half. Lancer basketball. Bud Smith. Smith on the wing. Bud Smith will put it up and knocks it down. Two-point basket for Bud Smith. He's averaging 14.2 points per game. He makes it 25-10. Dort College in front. 10:45 and counting. With the basketball, Rindles. Rindles over to Tyler Walthersdorf on the wing. Walthersdorf back over to Kachi. Kachi right side Sumner. Open look at a three. Missed it. No good. Rebound saved in by Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Sumner. Sumner, layup. Good! Sumner slices through the lane. Dort College credit Tyler Walthersdorf with keeping that ball alive. Lindbergh found the cutter. Dort College leads 27-10. Kralich with the basketball. Picks it up. Passes right side over to Tellis. Tellis underneath to Smith. Smith, not a very big fella. He's guarded by Lindbergh. He's able to fake Lindbergh up in the air, though, and Smith now with 9 first-half points. And the Dort College defenders lead 27-12. Tyler Walthersdorf. Don't know if he was shaken up on that dive out to keep the ball in play. And he's going to check out of the ball game for the time being. Going to grab a drink of water and converse with the Dort College athletic trainer, Chris Fagerness. Looks like he's struggling to catch his breath as well, so don't know if he came down awkwardly and had the wind knocked out of him. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles goes over to Kachi. Kachi with it on the left wing. Kachi over to Rindles. Rindles puts it on the floor into the lane. Short jumper from 10. No good. Rebound taken away by Mount Marty. Lancers up and running with it. Lorenzo Davis. Davis throws it away. for college basketball. 9:46 left to go in the first half. North College leading 27-12. North College in front. Bringing the basketball up will be Rindles. Rindles with it on the wing. Picks it up, passes over to Kachi. Ball's deflected out and controlled by Mount Marty. Tyler Payer on the breakaway and the dunk. Tyler Payer with the dunk. North College trails 27-14. Left side pass, Terpstra. Terpstra passes over to Kachi. Kachi step back three, no good. Rebound taken away by Mount Marty. Lancers up and running with it. They pass it right side, Bud Smith. Smith with a lay-in, no good. Fight for the basketball. It's taken away by Kachi, and Kachi is held on the play. Foul's going to go on Mount Marty and Patrick Saganovich. Saganovich whistled for the personal. It's team foul number 6 on the Lancers. Indoor College will inbound the basketball. On the floor for the defenders, it's Sumner, Terpstra, Kachi, Lindberg, and Rindles. For Mount Marty, it's Davis, Irvine, Kralich, Payer. Here's Lindberg out front. He goes left side over to Terpstra. Terpstra gets a ball screen. They hedge on it. Pass right side, Sumner. Sumner gets it underneath to Lindberg. Lindberg facing up. They bring the double team. Lindberg looking. Cross-court pass. Rindles has to climb the ladder for it on the left wing. They get it back over to Lindberg. Lindberg double teamed. Puts it up with the left hand. Good. Kyle Lindberg with 10 first-half points. North College leads 29-14. North College on defense. 8:35 left to play in the first half. Pass left side over to Davis. Davis puts it up, blocked by Rindles, but they're going to call him for a hand check. Nathan Rindles whistled for the personal. And a free throw on the way. Free throw situation on the way for Lorenzo Davis. He's 0-for-1 today from the charity stripe. Two free throws coming here as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First one is up and through. He's got another one coming. Dalton Franken is in. Brian Sumner is out. Mitchell Newhouse is in for the Lancers. Alex Irvine checks out. 8:30 remaining. First half, 29-15, North College. Another free throw on the way. North College got out to a 16-2 lead. Free throw no good. Rebound tapped, and it's controlled by the Lancers. North College unable to secure the rebound. With the basketball left side is Kralich. Kralich with it on the left wing. Kralich, nothing there. North College hedges on the screen. They come back over to Saganovich. Saganovich gives it up Davis. Davis to Payer. Payer, three, good. Tyler Payer with 5 points. North College leads 29-18. Mount Marty whittling away at the lead. Kachi with the basketball comes back over to Terpstra. Quick three. You want that to go in if you're going to take it that quick in the shot clock. And now Lindberg is called for a foul on the rebound. And Kyle Lindberg picks up his first personal. And will walk the other way and shoot free throws with Mount Marty. And they have a chance to make it a single-digit ball game. 29-18 our score. So free throws on the way for Mitchell Newhouse. Newhouse 2-for-2 from the free throw line this season. This is his first free throw attempt. So a 1-and-1 opportunity for Newhouse. As he was fouled on the rebound. Free throw is up. And off the heel, no good. Newhouse unable to convert the free throw. North College leads 29-18. Comes over to Lindberg. Lindberg back over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi looking for the entry pass. Instead comes back over to Franken. Franken to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Puts it on the floor one time. Back over to Franken. Franken rises up. Knocks down the three. Good. Dalton Franken with his second three. He's got 11. North College leads 32-18 in the first half. 7:30 remaining. Coming off the screen out front, three by Payer, no good. Rebound taken away by Newhouse. Newhouse over to Payer. Payer, three, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindberg. Here comes North College. Lindberg trying to go coast to coast, and he's going to be called for carrying it. I thought he just came up with a high dribble myself, but Randy Hagedorn thinking differently, and his the opinion that counts. I'm reminded of that quite often. Briarcliff went Dakota Wesleyan in a game that just went final, 89-88. It is going to be a topsy-turvy GPAC race this season on the women's side, especially for, I believe, the 4, 5, and 6 spots in the conference. With the basketball out front is Bud Smith. Smith with it, looking down low. Instead, fires it back outside Saganovich. Saganovich shot no good. Rebound taken away by Den Herder. Ahead to Nabla. Nabla left side it goes. Over to Sumner. Sumner out front. Terpstra. Terpstra back over to Franken. Franken shot no good. Rebound tap out by Den Herder. Taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra off of the glass no good. Rebound Den Herder. Den Herder off of the glass good. David Den Herder with 4 points. Stuart College reestablishing a 16-point lead at 34-18, working the offensive glass, the 6'9 junior from Sioux Center. With the basketball out front, Saganovich. Saganovich goes over to Kralich. Kralich with the basketball gives it up to Lorenzo Davis. Davis fires it underneath, taken away by the defenders. Here comes Nabla, head to Terp. Terp strove with the basketball, sidesteps a defensive player. Gives it up to Franken. Franken fouled on the play. And Dalton Franken will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Dort College again going with a youthful lineup here. 4 freshmen and a junior on the floor. This time it's Den Herder joined by Nabla, Terpstra, Franken, and Sumner. Dort College leading 34-18. First free throw by Franken is up and down. Dalton is a 76% free throw shooter this season. He is 2-for-3 this evening. He's got another free throw on the way. Dort College leading 35-18. 6:09 left to play in the game, in the first half, I should say. Second free throw by Franken is up and good. The Atlantic Iowa native knocks it through. Dort College doubling up on Mount Marty right now, 36-18. 6 minutes remaining in the first half. With the basketball is Davis. Davis comes right side over to Irvine. Irvine with the ball, gives it up left side Davis. Lorenzo with the ball on the wing. They give it underneath. Den Herder holding his ground. Shot is up. No good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Here comes Dort College. Dalton with the basketball. Dalton on the right side. Taps it out to Nabla. Nabla with it into the corner. Dalton. Franken underneath Waltersdorf. Tyler back in the game. That's good to see. Tyler, short jumper. Good. Tyler with 3 points. 38-18. Dort College up by 20. Lancer basketball. Bringing it up is Lorenzo Davis. Davis comes over to Saganovich. Saganovich to Smith. Smith working against Waltersdorf. His shot up on the rim won't go down. Another rebound by Franken. Here comes Dort College with a chance to extend the lead. Comes over to Sumner. In transition, Franken. Right side, tie. Tie. Three. No good. Rebound, Sumner. Sumner saves it into Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the basketball. Hustle play that time by Sumner, keeping it alive. With the basketball, Knobloch. 30 seconds on the shot clock after by Waltersdorf. Tyler Waltersdorf with the basketball out front. Ty has it on the wing, looking for a screen, gets one. They switch Franken underneath to Den Herder, and we've got a hold on the play called on Mount Marty on the post defense. That's going to go against Alex Irvine. Irvine whistled for his second personal, and David Den Herder will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Lindbergh is in, Franken is out, Kachi is in. And Kachi will go in for the Dort College, will go with a smaller lineup if Den Herder is able to convert at least the second free throw. Oh, it's a 1-1, beg your pardon. So he's got to make them both for Kachi to get on the floor. First free throw by Den Herder, good. David's got 5 points. Dort College, after having their lead cut to 11 at 29-18, have rattled off 10 points in a row now. Second free throw by David is up and through. Den Herder makes them both. Dort College leads 40-18. Den Herder has improved markedly since his arrival on the Dort College campus 2 years ago. Significant minutes again tonight. He's got 6 points. He goes to the bench. Now you've got Lindbergh playing a post for the defenders. 40-18, Dort College up. Lorenzo Davis with the basketball out front, guarded by Patrick Nabla. Pass goes left side over to Kralich. Kralich gives it up Irvine. Irvine over the basketball, Kralich. Kralich guarded by Brian Sumner, the freshman from Ankeny, not given any ground. Right side pass over to Bud Smith. Smith down to the baseline, got around his defensive player, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. He rips it down. Here comes Lindbergh, ahead to Sumner. Sumner on the breakaway, layup with the right hand, left side, good. 2-point basket, Brian Sumner, he's got 4, and the defenders extend the lead 42-18. They get out in transition after the rebound is secured. And Mount Marty needs a timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders leading 42-18. Dort College had their lead cut down to 11 not that long ago. It was 29-18. Since then, they've scored 13 in a row. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. Lancer basketball with it right side is Kralich. Kralich gives it off to Davis. Davis unable to get anything out of it. Pass over to Kachi. Kachi drives in, puts it up with the right hand. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Sumner. Sumner regrouping, passes over to Rindles. Rindles into the corner. Kachi. Kachi back out front. Rindles. Rindles left side. Lindbergh. Lindbergh fires across court. Sumner. Sumner three ball in and out. No good. Rebound though taken away by Walt. Tyler's shot no good. Rebound Sumner. Sumner's shot no good. Dort College getting shots from point blank range and they can't finish it off. And now Mount Marty will have the basketball and they are fouled on the rebound. Foul's going to go on Rindles, and that's number two on him. 42-18, Dort College leading. 3:34 remaining. Rindles is going to check out of the ballgame with two fouls. Patrick Nabala back into the contest. And for those of you who heard some earlier ballgames, yes, it is Nabla, not Nablock, as I was mispronouncing early in the season. Lindbergh drives the length of the floor and he's fouled on the play by Nerman Kralich. The assist on that name pronunciation to my daughter, who has Mr. Nabla as a mini teacher. Spelled K-N-O-B-L-A-U-C-H. Lindbergh to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1, plants it on the back iron, and it drops through. Once in a while you get one like that, and that time Lindbergh does. He's got 11. Another free throw on the way, 43-18, Dort College by 25. Second free throw by Lindbergh is up and good. He's 4-for-4 from the charity stripe. Got 12 points by my count. And the defenders lead 44-18. 3:20 and counting. First half, Davis passes right side over to Smith. Smith with a basketball. Smith with it, right wing, looking. He's going to fire a three, basically out of desperation, taken away by Kachi. Here comes Dort College in transition. It's taken back by Bud Smith. Smith, layup, good. Bud Smith with a two-point basket. He's got 11. Dort College leads 44-20. Into the corner, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Walt. Walt, baseline. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by the Lancers. It'll be Dort College basketball. Austin Vermeer checks into the contest. Brian Sumner checks out. Tyler Waltersdorf checks out. Alex Terpstra is in. On the floor for the defenders, then it's Nabla, Terpstra, Vermeer, Lindbergh, and Kachi. Lindbergh comes back left side. Goes over to Nabla. Nabla, three-pointer. Got it. Patrick Nabla with his first 3 points as a Dort College defender, and the defenders lead by 27, 47-20, 2:35 and counting, first half. Dort College out to a racehorse start in this one. Lancers have it, Newhouse. Newhouse with the basketball, comes back over to Davis. Davis sizing things up. Davis gives it up, Smith. Smith, 17-footer, and he's about all that Mount Marty's got going right now. He's got 13 points. Dort College leads 47-22. Into the front court with the basketball is Nabla. Nabla in between the circles. Comes back right side, Kachi. Kachi over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh reverses Kachi. Kachi back over to Nabla. Nabla into the corner, Lindbergh. Lindbergh ball fake, takes it in, slam, dunk. 14 for Lindbergh. Dort College leads 49-22. Two teams exchanging buckets as Lindbergh comes swooping in from the right baseline. Mount Marty basketball, Tyler Payer. Payer with a basketball on the wing. Payer with it, looking. Payer picks up his dribble, goes right side over to Bud Smith. Smith into the lane, in traffic, off of the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College in transition. He doesn't have the numbers, passes ahead, Kachi. Kachi, Nabla. Nabla underneath, Vermeer. Vermeer, shot, no good. Gets his own rebound back, puts it up, short shot, no good. Rebound, Nabla. Nabla, up, good. Two-point basket, Patrick Nabla. He's got five. Dort College leads 51-22. 105 remaining in this first half. 51-22, Dort College in front. And we've got a blocking foul called on Nabla. Patrick picks up his first personal. And to the free throw line will be Lorenzo Davis to shoot two free throws as Dort College sending Mount Marty to the double bonus. First free throw is up, hangs around, and drops through. Sumner and Rindles are in. Terpstra and Nabla are out. Davis has 4 points. Dort College leads 51-23. Another free throw on the way. And this one's in and out, no good. Lindbergh takes down another rebound. Dort College by 28. 51-23, and three-pointer by Austin Koch. He's got nine, and the defenders lead 54-23. Up the floor with it is Lorenzo Davis. Davis to Flitchek. Flitchek gives it up. They go back over to Smith. Bud Smith with the basketball. Smith lost it, picked up by Sumner. Here comes Dort College with the basketball, bringing it up. Is Rindles, that is. PA announcer was announcing it Rindles. It's catching. Nathan Rindles with the basketball. Picks up his dribble. Comes right side back over to Kachi. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Kachi with the basketball. Vermeer on the floor for the defenders right now at the other post. They go high post. On the elbow, Lindbergh. Lindbergh in traffic. Shot good. Two-point basket for Kyle Lindbergh. Dort College leads 56-23, and that's the end of the first half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. At halftime, Dort College leading 56-23. Dort College 20 of 35 from the floor, 57%, 6 of 14 on threes, 43%, 10 for 12 on free throws, 83%. Dort College limiting Mount Marty to 9 of 25 shooting from the floor, 36%, 1 of 7 on threes, 14.3%, 4 of 10 on free throws, 40%. Six turnovers for the Lancers, three for the defenders. Dort College out rebounding Mount Marty 28-9 in the first half. Dort College led by Kyle Lindbergh, 16 points, 13 for Dalton Frank, and 9 for Austin Kachi. Lindbergh is 6 for 6 from the floor. Frank and is 4 of 5. Kachi is 3 for 6, including 3 of 5 on three-pointers. David Denherter has 6 points off of the bench, 5 for Patrick Nabla, 4 for Brian Sumner, 3 for Tyler Walterstorff. For the Mount Marty Lancers, Bud Smith with 13. 5 for Tyler Payer, 4 for Lorenzo Davis, 1 for Nerman Kralich. Bud Smith, the only player for Mount Marty really having an effect offensively, he's 6 for 12 from the floor. 8 rebounds for Kyle Lindbergh, 4 for Tyler Walterstorff, 3 each for Austin Kachi and Dalton Franken, and 3 for Alex Terpstra. For the Mount Marty Lancers, 3 rebounds for Mitchell Newhouse, 3 for Patrick Saganovich, 2 for Lorenzo Davis. 4 assists for Nathan Rindles, 3 for Kyle Lindbergh, 1 steal for Nathan Rindles. We're at halftime, Dort College 56, Mount Marty 23. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764, and by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hollyerton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with the Great Plains Athletic Conference Minute, Corey Wastra, right after this. Well, I am currently having a little trouble with my Great Plains Athletic Conference report for today. And hopefully we get that to come around here shortly. Earlier tonight, women's basketball, Door College victorious, 60. Well, they call it 69-59 the final. I'm quite certain that wasn't what was on the scoreboard at the end of the ball game, but we'll take it. Dort College wins by 10. I thought it was a 9-point difference at 68-59. As it is, Dort College led in scoring by Kira Van Dyke and Jamie Cook with 14 points each, 12 for Elise Marish, 15 points for Kieran O'Malley, 12 for Raquel Satira for Mount Marty. Mount Marty falls to 3-3. Dort College improves to 6-2. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor, and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. Also by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Let's go now to that Great Plains Athletic Conference minute for today. The update, and here is Commissioner Corey Westra.
This is the GPAC report for Tuesday, November 26, brought to you by the Great Plains Athletic Conference. I'm Corey Westra. On this Tuesday GPAC report, let's begin with a look at the Hoffman America Sports Women's Basketball Player of the Week this week. The honor goes to Erica Harold, forward from Dakota Wesleyan. The freshman from Dimmick, South Dakota, had 20 points, 7 rebounds, and 2 assists in the Tigers' win against Nebraska Wesleyan on Saturday. GPAC opener for both squads. The game was played at the Pentagon in Sioux Falls, won by Dakota Wesleyan 80-55. The freshman is averaging 11.7 points per game. DWU's women are 6-1 on the season and 1-0. In conference play, they will be at Briarcliff tonight in conference action. Let's go now over to the men's basketball player of the week. From Hastings College, it's Brady Lallman. Lallman is a senior from Norfolk, Nebraska. Two big games for the Broncos last week. 34 points in a win against Doan, and then 19 in a win at Morningside. And he shot 83% from the line on the week, as Hastings is now 6-1 overall and 2-0 in conference play. Broncos in action on the road again tonight. They'll be at Concordia in Seward to take on the Bulldogs in an 8 o'clock contest. Complete details are on the website for both basketball players of the week within the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Do want to pass along that we now know the game time for the NAIA Football Championship Series quarterfinal game on Saturday, with Morningside playing at Baker. That's going to be a 1 o'clock kick in Baldwin City, Kansas. And again, that will be this upcoming Saturday. A busy night ahead within the GPAC for basketball action. Check out the complete schedule on the website. That's at gpacsports.com. Again, a reminder that we have all the pool play pairings for the NAIA Volleyball Tournament posted on the website, and the updated men's soccer schedule as well. For Hastings, they'll play next Tuesday against Missouri Valley in Montgomery at the final site. That's your GPAC report on this Tuesday. I'm Corey Westra.
Dort College leads at halftime 56-23 as both teams have concluded their halftime warm-ups. Dort College up. Today's broadcast made possible by C&H Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG, and by Borenson's of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. or on the web at Borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Some scores trickling in. We're running a little ahead of schedule as opposed to the rest of the conference. Hastings leads Concordia 37-26 at halftime. Morningside up on Northwestern in men's basketball, 46-44. Midland over Doan at the half, 56-31. Mount Marty basketball to start the second half. Bud Smith gets around his defense, his player, but Lindbergh is there to block it and gets the rebound. Comes back over to Rendles. Here comes Dort College in transition. Back over to Tyler. Tyler's shot on the rim, no good. And the rebound is taken away by the Lancers. Coming up with it is Alex Irvine. Irvine into the front court, gets it away to Lorenzo Davis. Davis back out front to Kralich. Kralich will drive in off the glass, too strong, no good. But there for the cleanup is Alex Irvine. Irvine with 2 points. Dort College leads 56-25. Into the front court is Walterstorff. He goes left side over to Franken. Franken gives it up Lindbergh. Lindbergh facing up. Lindbergh's going to back in. Puts it up, and he's fouled on the play. And the foul's going to go on Tyler Payer, and Payer's whistled for his third personal. Andrew Baker in his first year on the Mount Marty bench. Free throw on the way for Kyle Lindbergh. First free throw by Lindbergh off the heel, no good. He's got another one coming. Dort College up 56-25 here in the opening moments of the second half. This one's up and in and out, no good. So Lindbergh misses them both. He's 4-for-6 from the free throw line tonight. Bud Smith driving in, and it's kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. Well, let's see if Dort College can get jump-started. They had things running their way late in the second half when they were able to get out in transition. Mount Marty unable to match them in transition. That's how they blew the lead up to 31 after it was down to 11 at 29-18. Dort College went on a 15-0 run. Mount Marty basketball. Lorenzo Davis with it. Davis goes right side. Bud Smith. Smith had 13 first-half points. Shot blocked by Lindbergh. Rebound Lindbergh. Gets it away to Franken. Franken with the basketball up the floor. Stops in the right corner. Spins and puts the shot up. Waved the shot off. Foul's going to go on Mount Marty. And the Lancers. Nerman Kralich whistled for the personal. Checking out of the contest is Davis. Checking into the game is Zach Tellis. And we've got a break in the action as a young man with his popcorn making his way down the baseline here at Laddie Semple. Had a mishap. They sweep it off to the tartan area of the floor. Randy Hagedorn gives a look to the bench like I've seen it all. And the defenders inbound the basketball. Kachi gives it over to Rendles. Rendles over the basketball on the left wing. Comes back over to Franken. Franken, Rendles. Rendles on the left wing. Rendles picks up his dribble. Passes right side. Franken, Franken. Three, no good. Hit two of those in the first half. Misses on that one. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College leading 56-25. Rendles to inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get it into Lindbergh. Lindbergh off the glass with the right hand. Good. He's got 18. 7 points away from 1,000 is Lindbergh now. Lancer basketball. With it is Kralich. And a foul called on the drive into the lane. Foul's going to go on Franken. Franken whistled for his third. Tyler Payer. Will inbound the basketball. Foul came before the shot. Lancers to throw it in. They get it in. Shot on the way. Three-pointer is good. By Kralich, I believe. Kralich with four. And the defenders lead 58-28. With the basketball, Franken. Franken drives in, and a blocking foul called on the Lancers. And the Lancers can't believe it. Alex Irvine has just picked up his third. Dalton Franken will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Well, those in attendance here at the Laddie Semple rooting for Mount Marty, not in agreement with that call. Free throw on the way for Frank and is up and good. Frank and now with 13. And the defender lead is 59-28. Patrick Saganovich checks back into the game. Another free throw on the way for Franken. Franken's free throw is up and down. Dalton Franken with 14 points. And the defenders lead 60-28, 17:50 remaining in the game. Lancer basketball, they pass it over to Payer. Payer will let fly with a three, misses badly, no good. Rebound tapped and taken by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball, he's going to head up floor himself. Long pass ahead to Rindles. Rindles Franken. Franken reverses Kachi. Kachi sets up, cashes in the right corner three-pointer. He's got 12 points. 63-28, Dort College in front. Kachi now with well over 1,100 points for his career. Lindbergh's going to be called for a foul. On the other end, as Bud Smith takes it into the lane. For Kyle, that's foul number two. Foul number two on Lindbergh. Free throws on the way for Bud Smith. He's one for one tonight. 66% free throw shooter. And that one skips off of the rim, no good. Den Herter is in. Waltersdorf is out. Terpstra is in. Franken is out. Dort College leading 63-28. Another free throw on the way for Bud Smith. This one's in and out, and it drops through. Took a skip off the rim, hit off the glass. Dort College leads 63-29. Right side pass, it goes Terpstra. Terpstra penetrating, got caught in the air. Dumps it off for Den Herter. Ball's down on the floor. It'll be a jump ball, alternating possession, Dort College basketball. 63-29, Dort College in front. Throwing the ball in will be Nathan Rindles. Rindles tossing it in. Delayed. Gets it in to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Kick out Kachi. Kachi, Rindles. Rindles, three off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Den Herter. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi, everything opens up for him up the middle, and he drops in the finger roll. He's got 14. 65-29, Dort College in front. 16:50 remaining. Left side with the basketball is Lorenzo Davis. Davis gives it up to Saganovich. His shot, no good. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh kicks it out. Rindles. Rindles drops it off. Den Herter, lay-in, good. David with 8 points off of the bench. Credit Rindles with the assist. And the Dort College defenders have opened up their biggest lead of the ballgame at 67-29. Comes left side Davis. Davis with it on the wing. Lorenzo Davis comes back over to Payer. Payer with the basketball. Payer to Davis. Davis to Smith. Smith with the basketball. Step back, three, top of the key, misses, no good. Rebound Rindles, one and done for the Lancers. Here comes Dort College. Rindles at the free throw line. Lays it up, no good. There for the rebound and the putback, though, is Lindbergh. Lindbergh with 20. 69-29, Dort College by 40. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Andrew Baker, livid. Calls a timeout, full-length timeout, charge to the Lancers. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC in the community. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. And by Farmers Mutual with Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual with Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. With it right side, Mount Marty basketball. They pass it to Kralich. Kralich with the ball down to the baseline. They give it up Smith. Smith, step back two. Good. Bud Smith with 16. Dort College leads 69-31. 15:25 left to play in the ballgame. With it on the left side, they come over to Nabla. Nabla to Derek Gogg. Gogg with the basketball. Gogg shot, short-armed it, no good. Den Herter pokes it free, but here comes Mount Marty. Lancers coming back the other way. With the basketball is Kralich. Kralich goes into the corner. The floater, no good. And we've got a charging foul called on Bud Smith. So Smith whistled for the charge. And Andrew Baker out near the lane, actually, as he came out to voice his displeasure over that charging call. And the Dort College defenders coming back the other way. Patrick Knoblaugh with the basketball. Knoblaugh comes right side, Terpstra. Terpstra with the ball, Sumner. Sumner, top of the key, left side, Knoblaugh. Knoblaugh to Gogg. Gogg to Terpstra. Terpstra caught up in the air without a flight plan, and coming back the other way is Bud Smith. Smith lays it up with the left hand. Good, count the hoop, and he's fouled. Bud Smith will go to the free throw line to shoot for the three-point play. Foul called on Knoblaugh. So Patrick picks up his second. 69-33 pending the free throw. And rattles it, no good. Rebound taken away by Gogg. Here comes Dort College. Terpstra head to Sumner. Sumner over to Knoblaugh. Knoblaugh with the basketball. Dort College up 69-33 with the basketball. They go underneath to Den Herder. Den Herder, Gogg. Gogg, layup, good. Derek Gogg with the two-point basket. Dort College leads 71-33. Lorenzo Davis across the timeline. Davis gives it up. Payer, three, rattles it, no good. Rebound fought for, taken away by Den Herder. Den Herder with the basketball over to Knoblaugh. Knoblaugh with the ball. He goes left side, Sumner. Sumner gets around his man, lays it up, a right hand, left side, good. Brian Sumner with 6 points. Dort College leads 73-33. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Lancers. Back with more right after this. Well, we'll keep it right here. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on 1st Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. 73-33, Dort College in front, 14:01 remaining. Lancer basketball, Davis. Davis on the right wing, gives it up, Payer. Payer will drive in. Layup on the runner is good for Tyler Payer. He's got 7 points. Dort College leading 73-35. Shot by Sumner, no good. There for the rebound is Vermeer, and Austin Vermeer will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So Austin Vermeer, the freshman from Lighton, will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First free throw by Austin is up and good. Vermeer, 4.3 points per game average in 4 games played. And he makes both free throws. He is now 5-for-6 from the free throw line this season. Lancers have it. This is Tyler Payer. Shot blocked from behind by Vermeer. Coming away with it is Knoblaugh. And Knoblaugh, they call him for a travel as he got tangled up with Nerman Kralich. And the Lancers to inbound the basketball. Tyler Payer throws it in. Dort College leading 73-35. Beg your pardon, 75-35 after those free throws by Vermeer. Out front with the basketball is Bud Smith. Smith passes over to Payer. Payer shot no good. Rebound taken away by Vermeer. Vermeer gets it away, Knoblaugh. Knoblaugh to Terpstra. Terpstra high off of the glass. Can't get it to go, but a rebound and a foul called on Austin Vermeer on the push. Austin Vermeer whistled for the push. So it'll be Mount Marty basketball. Tough stretch coming up for the Lancers. They've got Northwestern next week and Doan next week. Both on the road. Shot on the way is up and good. Two-point basket for Lorenzo Davis. He's got six. Dort College leads 75-37. With the basketball out front is Terpstra. Terpstra, Sumner. Sumner, left side, Nabla. Nabla back out to Terpstra. Terpstra fires a three, hits it off the heel, no good. Coming away with the basketball is Bud Smith, and now Terpstra commits a foul for Alex. A frustrating night, unable to get things going offensively. J.D. Bohr is going to check into the ballgame, the sophomore from Hull. He'll check in. Alex Terpstra will check out. Saganovich throws it in, 12:30 remaining. Passes over to Bud Smith. Smith, the lone bright spot for Mount Marty so far. He's got 18 points and a blocking foul called on Austin Vermeer. Vermeer has now picked up two, I believe. Checking into the contest is Andrew Topp. Topp, a sophomore from Laverne, Minnesota. Dort College leading 75-37. And throwing the ball in, and we've got a travel called on Alex Irvine. You don't see that called very often, but he's called for a travel inbounding. And Dort College has the basketball. Gog gets it into Nabla. Nabla with the ball. Lorenzo Davis showing full-court pressure defense. Nabla able to get it over to J.D. Bohr. J.D. with it on the right wing. J.D. over to Top. Top with the basketball. Top comes over to Gog. Gog, left side, Nabla. Nabla with the basketball back to Gog. Gog travels with it as he tried to put it on the floor, taking it to the hoop. And the Lancers will get it back. 75-37, 12:07 remaining. Lancers bring it up. This is Lorenzo Davis. Davis, right side, Irvine. Irvine gives it off Payer. Comes back over to Davis. Davis puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Saves it in. Does Mount Marty. Here comes Top. Top of the basketball ahead to Nabla. Nabla draws the contact. No call made, but there to clean up the garbage is Austin Vermeer. He's got 4 points. He's rewarded for hustling down the floor. 77-37 our score. Lancers unable to get the ball into their post player. Vermeer tipped it away. Nabla ahead to J.D. Bohr. J.D. into traffic. Puts it up, and he is tied up on the play. Jump ball, alternating possession. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Pulliam, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC, and by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Nerman Kralich puts the shot up, no good, ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Dort, it'll be Mount Marty basketball. So Mount Marty will maintain possession of the basketball. Dort College leading 77-37. Inbounding is Tyler Payer. Payer throws in over the top to Smith. Smith guarded there by J.D. Bohr. Smith, nothing there. Dort College gets a stop that time. They swing it around left side over to Kralich. Kralich down on the baseline, 20 to shoot for the Lancers. 11 minutes left to go in the game. Right side pass goes over to Davis. Davis with it at the free throw line. He pulls up, 15-footer, and it goes through. 8 points for Davis. Dort College leads 77-39. Coming back the other way is Top. Top with the basketball. Top takes it into the lane, puts it up, draws the foul. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Two free throws on the way for Andrew Top. Andrew Topp, the sophomore from Laverne, averaging just under a point per game in four appearances. And he makes the first free throw. He's now 3 for 5 for the season. He's got another one on the way. And he's 4 for 6 as he makes them both. Dort College leading 79-39. Dort College taking control of this one early with a 16-2 run to start the ballgame. Lorenzo Davis with it on the right wing. Davis comes back over to Payer, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. So Gog is called for the foul away from the ball. They say he came through the screen and picks up the personal. Free throws, a 1-1 for Mitchell Newhouse. Newhouse, 0-1 tonight from the free throw line. And 0-2. Misses the front end of the 1-1. Here comes Dort College, J.D. Bohr. Bohr with the basketball, 10-20 remaining. They go over to Nablah. Nablah with the right side, kick out, Gog. Gog facing up, 15 feet from the hoop, comes back over to Nablah. Nablah, Gog. Gog, 12-footer, short, no good. Rebound tapped, and we've got a foul over the top on Andrew Top. And more free throws coming for Mount Marty. Bud Smith will shoot a 1-1 as he was fouled on the rebound. Smith is 2-for-4 from the free throw line this evening. He's a 66% free throw shooter. And the free throw is up and good. 79-40. Another free throw on the way for Bud Smith. He's got another one coming. He's got 19, averaging 14.2 points per game. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. 79-41, Dort College up. 10 minutes remaining in the game. J.D. Bohr with the basketball, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. That's going to go on Newhouse. Mitchell Newhouse whistled for the personal. And Brandon Brewersma will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Going to shoot a lot of free throws by the time this one's over, the way it looks. Brewersma, 6'7", freshman from Sunnyside, Washington. And the free throw is no good. Rebound tapped around, and coming up with it is J.D. Bohr. Bohr gives it off Gog. Gog fires Top. Top with it into the lane, and Top lost his footing as he drove in. Long pass into the front court taken back by Mount Marty. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called against the defenders. Patrick Nablah, the safety valve on defense, gets called for the personal foul. So Patrick Nablah whistled for his third personal. Dort College leading 79-41, 9:48 left to go in this game, and this one grinding to a halt. First free throw no good by Newhouse. He makes the second one, though. 79-42. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Timeout on the floor, charged to the Mount Marty Lancers. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Free throws on the way for Brandon Brewersma. So free throws on the way for Brewersma as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw by Brewersma is up and good. So Brewersma makes the first one. For Dort College, they have had 12 different players score this evening. Second free throw off the heel, no good by Brewersma. It's 80-42. With it left side, Lancer basketball, Zach Tellis. Tellis to Davis. Davis back to Tellis. Tellis in the left corner. Pass comes left side to Kralich. Kralich to Davis. Davis gives it up out front. Now gets the return pass, does Lorenzo Davis. 10 to shoot. Puts it on the floor. Penetrates. Off of the glass. Good. He's got 10 points. 80-44. Dort College by 36. Pass goes over to J.D. Bohr. Bohr, kick out, Terp. Terpstra, three, good. Nice to see Alex knock one down. He needed that one. 83-44, Dort College in front. Lancers bringing it up. Lorenzo Davis. Davis with 10 points today. Six of them in the second half. Missed that jumper. Rebound in the lane, though. The short jumper, no good by Zach Tellis. Rebound taken away by Top. Here comes Nabla. 8:30 remaining. Nabla comes right side top. Top underneath Brewersma. Brewersma's pass through the lane is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Davis. It'll be Dort College basketball. Brewersma checks out. Vermeer is back in. Throwing the ball in for Dort College will be Patrick Nabla. Nabla fires it into the corner of Terpstra. Terpstra gets a lane to the basket, puts it up in traffic. Good. Alex Terpstra with 5 points. Dort College leads 85-44. Lancers with it. Alex Irvine. Irvine gives it up. Tellis. Tellis fires it. Gets the return pass. Davis, and Davis travels with it. Lorenzo Davis called for the steps. Dort College will walk it up with Nabla. Nabla goes over to J.D. Bohr. Bohr gives it up. Vermeer. Vermeer into the corner. Bohr, under 8 minutes to play. Lob pass underneath intended for Vermeer. It's saved in. Coming away with it is Mount Marty. Lorenzo Davis up the floor. Davis takes it up the floor. Gives it off left side. Shot in the lane by Kralich. No good, but a foul on the play called on Nabla and Irvine, and they're going to call a double foul. Double foul, and I believe it'll be Dort College basketball on the alternating possession. Or will it stay with Mount Marty? They call a double foul on the rebound. Top is out. Gog is back in. Now, I thought it went to the possession arrow. But they will say no, it will stay with Mount Marty. Lancers throw it in. Pass over the top. It's tipped, taken by the Lancers in the backcourt. Coming up with it is Kralich. Kralich on the right side. New players in for Mount Marty as well. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on the defenders. Ben Hagee into the contest. Hagee seeing his first action, 6'5 freshman from Crofton, Nebraska for Mount Marty. Hagee's first free throw rattles around, drops through. Dort College leads 85-46. Second free throw on the way for Hagee. This one's up and good, 85-47. Dort College in front. Beg your pardon, 85-46. Terpstra back the other way. He gets a bucket. Terpstra has scored the last 7 points for the defenders. Dort College leads 87-46. Pass goes left side to Lorenzo Davis, starting point guard for the Lancers. He comes back over to Tellis, gets the return pass over to Davis. 7 minutes remaining. Three-pointer on the way by Kralich, no good. Run out as Nabla grabs the long rebound, gets it ahead to Gog. Gog trying to thread the needle, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. 6:56 remaining. Well, some players for Dort College who probably won't see a lot of time in conference play. Some freshmen who have been playing some junior varsity contests getting some run tonight. Brewersma and Gog have seen a little bit of play on the JV. Top and Vermeer earlier this season as well, a little bit of time there. Don't want them to rust on the bench too much. Tonight they're getting a significant time. Dort College leading 87-46, 6:45 and counting. Lancer basketball, Davis. Davis, finger roll, short arms, and no good. Rebound taken away by Gog. Gog ahead to Terpstra. Terpstra driving in, and he is fouled on the play from behind by Nerman Kralich. Kralich has picked up his third. And going to the free throw line will be Alex Terpstra to shoot a pair. 7 points for Terpstra. So he'll shoot two. So he was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw is up and good. 8 points for Terp. Dort College leads 88-46. Second free throw on the way for Terpstra is up and good. 89-46. Top is in. Terpstra is out. Terpstra, 9 points. All of them coming in the last 5 minutes or so. Bringing the basketball up will be Lorenzo Davis. Dort College up 89-46. Well, the basketball is Irvine. Irvine gives it up Davis. Davis looking out front finds Tellis. Tellis goes right wing. Well, the basketball is Kralich. Now Tellis. Tellis in the corner underneath for Hagee, and a foul on the play called on Austin Vermeer. Vermeer whistled for the personal. And I believe that's number 3 on Austin. And Hagee will go to the free throw line where he's 2 for 2 so far tonight. Free throw by Hagee is up and good. 3 for 3. Brewersma will check in. Vermeer will check out. So another free throw on the way for Hagee. He is up and good. 4 points for Hagee. Dort College leads 89-48. With a basketball. Up the floor is Nabla. Nabla over to top. Top down to the baseline. They help out on the defense. Looks like a 2-3 zone, and we've got a player shaken up. That was Kralich. Kralich will limp off of the floor. Sam Forer checks in. And inbounding the basketball will be Patrick Nabla. Nabla with it on the right wing. Nabla goes left side, J.D. Bohr. Bohr with it on the left side. Comes back over to Gog. Gog to Nabla. Nabla, Bohr, and Bohr squares up. Shoots the three, but we've got a foul called on the screen. That's going to go against Gog. So Derek Gog picks up the personal, his second. With 5:51 left to go in this game. Marty basketball as they walk it up. Lancers setting the offense, Hagee. Hagee goes back over to Davis. Davis, left corner. Davis, step back, 17-footer, misses, no good. Fails to draw iron. Rebound taken away off the glass by Top. Top to Nabla. Nabla drives in right side, Bohr. Bohr, three, sets, fires, no good. Rebound taken away by the Lancers and four. Four with the basketball, gives it up to Davis. Lorenzo Davis goes into the corner. Three-pointer is up and good for Tellis. 89-51, Dort College in front. Right side pass, Bohr. J.D. with the basketball, drives baseline, puts up the short jumper, can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Lorenzo Davis. Davis up the floor with it. Davis crosses over, puts it up, and it's blocked out of bounds by Brewersma, but a foul on the play called on Brandon Brewersma. And going to the free throw line for more free throws will be Lorenzo Davis. Second half tonight, not much flow. Davis shooting a pair. First one is up and good. Davis with 11. Vermeer is in. Patrick Nabla will check out. I think that means J.D. Bohr will be running point. Another free throw on the way for Davis. This one's up and no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Top. No, taken by Mount Marty, but stepping on the baseline out of bounds was the Lancers' Alex Irvine, and he'll check out of the ballgame. 89-52, Dort College in front. Dort College taking any suspense out of this one with a 16-2 run to start the game and then a 15-0 run to pull away from a 29-18 advantage in the first half. Dort College was up 56-23 and have had this one in hand the whole second half. Able to get a lot of reserves, a lot of significant playing time here in the second half. Bohr with it down to the baseline, puts it up, and rattles it in. J.D. Bohr with a pull up. Makes it 91-52. Everyone but Nathan Rindles has scored this evening. I don't even know how many shots Nate took this evening. With the basketball, Lancers, three, no good. Rebound tapped out. Coming away with a hustle rebound is Vermeer. Coming back the other way, Dort College basketball. And hitting the shot is Derek Gogg. Gogg with a two-point basket. He's got four. And the defender lead is 93-52. 93-52, our score. Shot on the way is up and good. A three-pointer by Tellis. He's got six, and the defender lead is 93-55. 3:20 remaining in this game. Bohr passes over to Top. Top down to the baseline. And we've got a blocking foul called on the Lancers, and Andrew Top will go to the free throw line and shoot two more free throws. First free throw on the way is up and good. Another free throw coming for Andrew Top. Top 3-for-3 from the charity stripe. And that one's off the mark, no good. Austin Vermeer battling for the rebound, unable to come up with it. And back the other way we go. Dort College, a block shot. By Brewersma out of bounds, and checking out will be Lorenzo Davis, and I believe that's going to be it for Davis tonight. Inbounding the basketball, Lancers have it, trailing 94-55, shot no good, rebound taken away, Dort College with the basketball. This is Bohr. Bohr goes into the corner. Top underneath Vermeer. Vermeer shot, can't get it to go, but there for the tap-in is Gogg. Derek Gogg, the freshman, prepped at Linmar High School, gets the tap-in. He's 6'7", freshman from Cedar Rapids. Dort College leads 96-55. Right side pass. Lancers working it around. Goes back out front to Tellis. Tellis to Stransky. Three is up and good for Tellis. Tellis with nine, and the Dort College defender lead is 96-58. 2:10 remaining in this game. Right side pass over to Top. Top on the wing. Goes to Vermeer. Vermeer with the basketball. Spin move down to the baseline. Lost it. Picks it back up. Gets it away to Gogg. Gogg to Bohr. Bohr, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Top. Top put back good. Andrew Top with a two-point basket. He's got five by my count. Dort College leads 98-58. Dort College leading. Lancer basketball. Lancers working it. Left side. Kick it back over. Into the corner. Driving in. Missed the shot. Brewersma gathers in the rebound on the missed shot by Sam Forer. Back to Vermeer. Vermeer layup good. Austin Vermeer makes it 100 for Dort College, 100-58. Vermeer now with 6 points. And a sub checking in for the Lancers. This will be Grant Flickett. Checking out is Newhouse. So the Lancers inbound the basketball, 1:17 remaining. Right side. Go back out front. Shot on the way. Flick it. No good. Rebound tapped. Controlled by Brewersma. Brewersma lets over to Bohr. Here comes Dort College. J.D. Bohr into the front court. J.D. Bohr goes right side. To Gogg. Gogg to Top. Top has it ripped away from him. And now we've got a double dribble called on the Lancers. It'll be interesting to check out some of the other scores from across the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Well, when we get to our Wireless World postgame wrap. Under a minute left to go in this game. Derek Gogg with the basketball. Comes back over to J.D. Bohr. Bohr, double team, back over to Vermeer. Vermeer, top, three from the corner. Can't get it to go. Rebound tap, no good. Rebound controlled by Lancers. Tellus on the right side. They give it up underneath. Layup is good for Ben Hagee. He's got six. 100-60. Dort College leading. Dort College 44 points in the second half. Mount Marty with 37. Lancers right at their season average of 62.6 points per game. Dort College about 9 points over their season average on offense. And that's going to be the final. Mount Marty will concede. Sam Forer will allow Andrew Topp to dribble out the clock, and that's going to be the final. Dort College 100, Mount Marty 60. Dort College improves to 8-1 and 3-0. Mount Marty falls to 0-2 and 0-6. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with a recap of tonight's men's college basketball game on the Wireless World postgame wrap right after this. This is the Wireless World postgame wrap. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a variety of businesses in Northwest Iowa. They include Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paint and glass installation, frame repair, 722-2313, by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive, and by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Stats, Mount Marty 21 of 61 from the floor, 34.4%, 5 for 19 on threes, 26.3%, and 13 of 24 on free throws for 54%. Dort College 36 of 67 from the floor, 54%, 8 of 21 on threes for 38%, 20 of 27 on free throws for 74%. Individually, Dort College was paced tonight by Kyle Lindbergh with 20 points, 15 for Dalton Frank, and 14 for Austin Kachi. Those three combined, 17 of 23 from the floor, if my math is correct. No, 22, beg your pardon. 17 of 22 from the floor. 8 points for David Den Herter, 7 each for Patrick Nabla and Alex Terpstra, 6 each for Derek Gogg and Austin Vermeer, along with Brian Sumner. 3 for Tyler Waltersdorf, 2 for J.D. Bohr, 5 for Andrew Topp, 1 for Brandon Brewersma. For Dort College's total of 100 for Mount Marty, they were paced by Bud Smith with 20. 12 for Zach Tellus, he got them all late. Lorenzo Davis ends up with 11. Tyler Payer has 8. 2 for Alex Irvine, 1 for Neiman Kralich, Nerman Kralich, that is, and Ben Hagee ends up with 6. Dort College was led in rebounding by Kyle Lindbergh's 13 rebounds. After that, it went down to David and Herter with 5 and 4 for Waltersdorf. A lot of players with 3 and 4 rebounds for the defenders as they out-rebound Mount Marty 57-25. No one for Mount Marty with more than 3 rebounds. Assists, Nathan Rendles had 4. Kyle Lindbergh had 3. Dalton Franken had 2, as did J.D. Bohr. Dort College to 11 turnovers to 10 for the Lancers. Coach Ross Dalma has made his way up here to the Crow's Nest, and Coach, 100-60 win tonight. Took the suspense out of it early with a 16-2 start, and sometimes that isn't so easy to do, especially on the road. But your team came out, played well the first 5 minutes, and really established things.
Yeah, I really credit our guys for understanding the need to come out and get a quick start, both offensively but particularly defensively. I thought our seniors, Kyle and Austin, had our guys really ready to play, and we responded real well. I think those guys remember what it was like here a year ago and how we let an opportunity get by, and really happy and pleased with the way we started. Like the fact that we shot free throws well tonight and how we rebounded it, Mike.
57 rebounds, and you got a lot of your points. Really, Mount Marty made a little run back at you to get it to within 11, I believe, at 29-18, 15 points in a row from there on out for your team, and a lot of those came in transition. And it was secure the rebound and head up the floor and get some fast break points. And this team, when they're in transition, can score points in a hurry.
Yeah, we do a nice job in transition, particularly when Dalton and Kyle have the ball and are just pushing really hard, because they're big bodies that are hard to slow down sometimes in transition. They both can get into gaps and make some plays for us. And I thought both of those guys did it. I thought we ran really hard in transition.
With two games looming this weekend, you obviously have the opportunity tonight to get some other players some significant minutes, and they were significant minutes this evening as I take a look at things. You had no one play more than 20 and no one fewer than 7. A lot of people that played a lot of minutes.
Right. It was good for our team, and we talked about that at halftime. One of the things that this team is really, I guess, built on this year is the team chemistry and camaraderie, and I think we get into halftime understanding that the first group in particular, if we played well to start the second half again, some teammates would get a lot of minutes, and that was really good to see. Andrew Topp, J.D. Bohr, those guys work extremely hard in practice. They take a lot of pride in pushing the starters and the guys who are in the rotation. They do a good job, and it was good to see some of our younger freshmen get some minutes as well. Patrick Knobloch, who is still working his way back, particularly cardiovascular-wise, from shin splints. It's good to see him get on the floor and do some positive things. And it was just a good way to go into a little two-day hiatus for us.
What do you do over the next 2 days?
Well, we're breaking. Many kids tonight are going home with their parents, and we'll reconvene on Friday about noon, go over Scott and report, get some shots in as we take on AIB Friday night.
Coach, I'm going to let you go. Have a safe trip back to Sioux Center, and we'll take a look at some Great Plains Athletic Conference scores before we wrap it up, but thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dommel. Let's take a look at that scoreboard now. Door College over Mount Marty, 100-60. Midland defeats Doan, 89-65. Morningside is going to win over Northwestern. Northwestern off to an 0-3 start in the GPAC. They fall to 5-5 overall. It's 88-70 with under a minute left to go in that one. At last check, we had a halftime score on Dakota Wesleyan and Briarcliff. That was Briarcliff over Dakota Wesleyan, 38-37. Hastings and Concordia, the last score I saw, certainly gave the indication that that's the women's score there, 94-89, gave the indication that it was going to be Hastings winning 64-46 with 7:32 left to go in the game. Looks like Hastings is going to remain undefeated in the conference as well. So at this point, and it's very early, obviously, in the season, Hastings will be 4-0 in all likelihood. Dort College 3-0. Briarcliff and Dakota Wesleyan wrapping things up in Sioux City right now. Nebraska Wesleyan 1-0 in the conference, and then you've got Midland at 3-1. And Morningside at 2-2, and everyone else is winless in the conference. That's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball. Dort College gets a sweep at the Laddie E. Semple Arena. 69-59, the women's score, 100-60, the final in the men's game. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.